Well, we had a lot of rain, and thankfully so, because we're going to go back into a dry spell that looks like it's going to last a long time, and to go along with that, increasing heat. So quite a combination here, going from bone dry the first couple of weeks of May to suddenly then, or at least, well, really bone dry April through the first roughly 8-9 days of May. Then we went wet, very wet, and now we're going to go back to dry and also very hot, near record high temperatures by the time we get to the weekend. So today, the first completely dry day in more than a week. We did get a few showers as expected yesterday afternoon and evening. Widely scattered coverage, not great, although Baldwin picked up a quick third of an inch of rain from a heavy shower that moved across western Duval County yesterday afternoon. It was the exception rather than the rule, and now we simply turn dry. Temperatures this afternoon to reach the upper 80s. A very comfortable start this morning. We're well down into the 60s. The humidity is lower. Won't be bad, the humidity today, so it's really pretty nice overall, especially considering how hot it's going to become. And then tomorrow in the low 90s, Friday mid-90s, and the weekend at least mid-90s. There'll likely be some spots that push 97, 98 degrees inland. And with offshore winds for a good part of the day, even the beaches are going to make a run to 90 degrees by Friday and into the weekend. So it's quite the heat for this time of year. The average high temperature is still only around 85 degrees or so, and we're easily going to be above that. And in fact, by the time we get to Friday and into the weekend, we'll be within a degree or two, if not at record high temperatures, which are generally in the mid-90s this time of year. And then early next week, there will be a little bit more of a wind shift to out of the southeast, off the Atlantic. It takes a little bit of the sizzle out of that heat, but not a lot. It's still certainly not a cooler pattern, a much cooler pattern, and it's not like there's a cold front coming through. It will have a tendency to favor the beaches, especially the lower temperatures, because water temperatures are in the upper 70s right now. So we're looking at likely low 90s early next week, but inland at least, and still 90 plus. So it's quite a stretch of 90 degree temperatures again for this time of year, and stays mainly dry. Thank goodness for all the rain of the past week or so. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.